you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to those who are childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and whom the Father wishes to reveal him. Turning to his disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. A few words about this Gospel to bring the Word to life and allow us to carry the Word with us into this day given to us by the Lord. It's very interesting. Jesus says here that the Word of God, God's revelation, God's Word, which we reflect on, is given to those who are childlike, but not given to those who are clever and wise. The clever and the wise represent those who have all the answers. You meet people in the church like that sometimes. They have all the answers. And if so many answers, they can make judgments about other people who are searching as childlike. The childlike is meant to represent here the one who knows that you don't earn the kingdom. It's given to you. It's a gift. The childlike receives the gift from the parents, the gift of life, the gift of revelation. The childlike have questions. They're led by questions. Those who have all the answers have no questions. Their minds are dead. The childlike has imagination. Wonderful imagination. And God is revealed also in imagination, in imaginative prayer. So look at the childlike and say, that's the manner in which I will begin to understand God revealing. When I know I'm dependent on God, not that I earn the grace of God, it's a gift, it's given to me in childlike form. I have questions, I'm inquiring, I'm wondering, I'm challenged in life. I'm led by the question. The question has far more power in it than the answer. There's a marvelous passage in the very beginning of Elie Wiesel's book, his seminal, his first book called Night. And when he was a little boy in Transylvania, he remembers that he went to his father. He was just 10 years old or something. He said, I need a spiritual mentor. His father said, you're too young. So he attached himself to Moshe, the beadle. The beadle is the sacristan in the synagogue. So he became Moshe, became his mentor. And one day Moshe said, Eli, why do you pray? He said, I don't know why. Why don't I breathe? I pray. I just pray. He said to Eli, Eli said to Moshe, Moshe, why do you pray? And he said, I pray to the Almighty that he will give me the wisdom to ask the right question. Because there's more power in the question than there is in the answer. We're led by questions. The Spirit leads us by questions and by imagination. You know, and I looked at this last night. I was thinking about the great Irish poet, you know, and on his grave is written, walk on air against your better judgment. It's kind of an interesting thought. You know, walk on air against your better judgment. Surrender to the Holy Spirit. Give yourself as a gift to the Lord, not foreseeing what's going to happen. You don't understand it. You're led by the Spirit. Seamus Heaney, the great Irish poet, the laureate who won the Nobel Prize, this comes from one of his poems, but he used it when he accepted his Nobel Prize. So think about that today. Walk on air against your better judgment. Wonder what that really means. It's a poetic way in which Seamus Heaney puts this gospel reading. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. Today we will be led by things we didn't expect. God will reveal to us through the unexpected person, the unexpected experience. Amen.